Hello, everyone. My name is Quentin Hyde, and welcome to another episode of the Quentin Hyde Podcast, a podcast that I got to basically get to know each other a little bit better if you already know me from somewhere across the internet, for us to basically, you know, get more acclimated. That's a word, right? Actually, don't know. I feel like acclimated is the right word, but it also feels wrong. It feels made up. Anyway, today we are joined here today by one of the founders of Many Creators, who is technically my manager because that's a cool title, so I'm just going to use it. Fabian!
What's up?
I had to drag him onto here. He was like, no, I don't know. Just kidding. No, but like, I thought of just doing like a low-key kind of thing, podcasty thing, where you can get to know Fabian a little bit better too, because obviously I'm sharing behind-the-scenes stuff, and he is a pretty big part of behind-the-scenes stuff. So I have like some very input. Wait a second. Wait. Fabian, am I right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this so much. I have so much fun with this. What's this one, actually? Oh, yes, I feel like that. Fabian, everyone! So, very important question. What was your first impression of me when you met me?
You're very active. Very energetic creator, which is good, I guess. Yeah. No,
like, I remember I met you through LinkedIn. Like, people, LinkedIn is not dead, it's cool. And I remember a creator that I knew, she kept sharing or liking your posts, and I kept seeing your face all the time. Like, half my timeline was you, and I wasn't even connected. So I was like, you know what, I'll just connect the dude. And then you were like, yeah, I'm opening up Many, and you can apply if you want to be a creator, and I just did that. Then we called, I think. What was your first impression of me, like, based on, like, looking through my profile and, like, having me on the phone? Like, what was that impression like?
Oh, that's already about a year ago, so...
that's not that long!
That's a while. Yeah, I think... Where you're different in the Netherlands, at least, you're a very proactive creator. So you try to do a lot and become a big creator.
I mean,
in a lot of effort. You're on different channels. So I think that's something which is really good and still pretty unique in the Netherlands. So I was like, hey, let's reach out and let's do the call.
I love that. I do remember that I had like 7 questions about the contract at some point. Because just for context, the contract is fine, but I always have like 100 questions per thing that I sign just anywhere. And I remember you being like, wow, you read your stuff very thoroughly.
Yes, always read your contracts. Always read contracts. It's good. Like, even if we send it, I think it's always good when creators read through it, because then we know they actually read stuff and they're aware of what they're doing. So that's a good thing. That's a positive thing if you always give feedback on the contract. So we can improve it for creators, but at the same time, I think it's good for creators that they know what they sign.
Now, that does make sense. That does make sense. I just remember thinking that was really, like, very funny. You know what you don't know? You want to hear something funny? My ex at the time and I were still together, like the one that I was actually supposed to make this episode about, but I got heart palpitations, so I didn't do it. She crapped all over the thing. She had like a ton of complaints. She was like, oh no, this is going to be super bad. You shouldn't do this. You know, I'm just glad with my contract with, you know, I'm not going to disclose anything further because, you know, that doesn't matter. But in the end, I came out better.
I don't know. We started a company for creators. So
you're just very humble. I think.
We want to give them the freedom. So but it should be all clear in contracts. But you still should have the freedom as a creator, I think, or at least that you can be creative and grow as a person.
Yeah, no, that is for sure, because that was like my main thing, because I didn't want anyone to tell me what to make. Like, the last thing I want is someone just being like, hey, so yeah, you're going to be like a cooking channel now. You're just going to cook.
You would like that?
I can't cook. Do you cook?
I do. Of course I cook.
I feel like you don't cook.
I do cook. I've been living alone for years. I had to learn cooking. You don't cook?
I cook, but just I can cook a few things. I can cook burritos.
Okay.
Very well, actually. If you ever want me to make many burritos, get it? Wait. Yeah, it was really funny. I can do that. Burritos, I can do that. I can do fried rice.
You should do a cooking channel.
No!
You have like 5 videos and then it's done.
I can do fried rice. I can do... Oh, I made poke bowls. You know, have you ever had a poke bowl?
I had a poke bowl, yeah.
I can make them rather...
That's Hawaiian food, right?
Yes. Yes, but I make them like, you know, you have like the Japanese Hawaiian fusion version of it, which is almost like a giant sushi roll, but in a bowl.
Okay.
I love those. In Groningen, that's where I live, by the way. I have this one, there's this one place called Poke Stop, not sponsored, wish it was. they have the best Pokeballs ever. I try to recreate those. Mine are not as good as theirs yet, but they're really good. I keep touching the thing with my head. Wait, let me just change the mic a little. I think that might be it. I think that might be all the things I can cook.
You should do a cooking channel.
No, definitely.
How many cooking channels are there in the Netherlands? There are not many cooking channels.
Oh my God, are there not? I can't think of any. Are there cooking channels here?
Not many.
No, I can't think of anything.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Wait. I can also make pasta, like spaghetti. What is your favorite shape of pasta? I'm talking like not necessarily sauces. I'm talking like the butterfly shaped ones. The you know,
I don't know what they're called. Like these. Where there's like a hole.
What?
So you have like penne, right?
Penne, yeah.
But then the bigger ones with the bigger hole. So the sauce goes inside the pasta.
I've never heard of that. What?
The penne is like the little penne.
Oh, the larger tubes.
Yeah.
I just thought they were large penne.
I don't think they're shorter than penne.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
At least the sauce can go inside.
Are you talking like macaroni or something?
But when I was young, I preferred the butterfly shape.
Farfalle.
If that's what they're called.
Farfalle, yeah. Okay. That means butterfly in Spanish.
Uh-huh,
I think.
Okay.
Yes.
But why Spanish? Why is it the Spanish?
Oh, I mean Italian. I mean Italian. The farfalle as well as spaghetti, those two I think are the best shapes because one of them is like long and long and the other ones are shaped like butterflies. And did you know I have a tattoo, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I have a moth, which is, you know, a knight's butterfly. The butterfly of the night on my back. Did you know that?
So every time you eat pasta, you will think about your tattoo.
I do not. Do you have tattoos? You don't, right?
No, I don't.
Have you ever considered getting a tattoo?
Yeah, two. Two tattoos.
I know? Can we all know?
Yeah? Yeah. Sure.
Okay, sick.
So it was my plan to, when I would go to Korea next time, that I will tattoo here.
No, yeah. Not everyone watches. Some people listen.
Okay.
On your inner wrist.
Yes, inner wrist. Next to my hand. I was planning to...
Your wrist is usually next to your hand.
I was planning to tattoo kimchi.
Kimchi?
Yeah. But then I was too scared when I went to Korea to tattoo it, like, because it's near my veins.
In characters? Or
Korean alphabet.
Okay, cool.
To do kimchi, that's it. Ah, and soju on the other side.
Why? Soju is a drink, right?
Yeah, soju is Korean alcohol. So I have kimchi and soju. Both of my
hands. On brand because, just for context, Fabian loves everything Asia. So, I mean, that makes sense, I guess, but I don't know. I felt like it would be something like the Manny logo.
No.
I feel like you'd just tattoo the logo straight up over your chest.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, because you're currently wearing it. I'd wear your logo. I'd wear your logo, or you mean I'd wear my name?
No, my logo.
No, definitely. How much money do I get for that?
It's content. Come on. All for content.
Fun fact. Recently, someone told me, if I pay for it, she'll let me tattoo Quentin Hyde or like the Cult logo or Cult Apparel logo. Cult Apparel. On her body.
Where?
I believe except for like anything that's visible, I got to choose.
Okay. That depends the price. No.
It's not that expensive.
Okay.
But
I'm just paying for the tattoo only.
I would have to
not
pay
like
for the
extra. Because like sponsorship, no?
No. She
has like OnlyFans. Like, like sponsorship. No.
Oh my God. How many sales do you think I could get if I sent one of the like the Cult Apparel pieces? I'm not sure if like by the time this airs, Cult Apparel has been launched. Like I've been teasing it for a long amount of time. The designs are sick. Imagine if I, how much do you think I could sell if I like paid an OnlyFans girl to promote it on OnlyFans?
No idea.
No, right?
Do you know OnlyFans people?
A lot.
So ask them.
A lot. I actually know a surprise. I know this girl.
Can I send you free stuff in exchange for it?
Exactly. Yes. Fun fact. I know this girl. She's from the US. She's an OnlyFans girl. I met her on Twitter. I know that she asks, like she gets paid to do really interesting stuff to men. Really interesting stuff. Like I don't feel comfortable talking about other people's earnings, but I'm talking like a lot of money. And like she puts it in her private stories. She'll be like, yeah, I just had a 30-minute call with this guy in which I had to, like, insult him for 30 minutes straight. And she made so much money off of that. Like, she just goes into a call, and there's these guys who are into that, and they're just like, hey, can you just tell me that I suck all the time? And she just goes in, and she's like, hey, you're ugly, and you're stupid, too, and I would never talk to you. You suck. And then these guys are like, that's awesome. Here's some more money.
Okay, if it works, it works.
Right?
There's a market for it.
Right?
Like, you should explore new things.
I feel like that's not for me. I actually, like, this data analyst guy I referred to earlier, he actually told me, I think you'd be able to sell an OnlyFans if you dressed slightly differently in the OnlyFans. He was like, I feel like you could sell. And I was like, I don't think so. Because here's the thing. I think I look nice, but not like, wow, you know, I'm not a supermodel. I'm just like a 7 out of 10 or something. So I'm like, there's no way that people are going to be paying me for that.
Why not if you're a 7 out of 10?
No one pays money for a 7 out of 10.
Have you tried it?
I've not tried it.
How do you know?
I've not tried it, no. The sun is coming like past our sun blockage directly onto me, into my eye.
I'm lucky that I sit here.
You know how the rotation of the earth works? Like in 5 minutes, you're going to have it.
I'm behind the other light, the other lighting.
No, I think you're right, actually. I think you're right. I think only I'm going to get it. I'm not like making fun of it. Like I need to make that shit, like I need to put that clear for everyone. I think it's so cool. Like I see these people working on it, and like I've talked to them and be like, hey, what do you do like behind the scenes for your OnlyFans? And they're like, okay, so I do this and I pick these outfits based on this and this, and I look at trends and like data. I'm like, wow, that's sick. Like people underestimate it.
No, they're very entrepreneurial. They're creators. You do it on YouTube or TikTok, and they do it on OnlyFans.
I know, and it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool. Like, I see like a lot of people crapping on it, but in the end, everyone wants it. Because like I said, I know this creator, and she announced an OnlyFans, and her whole comments everywhere, which is full of, I can't believe you're becoming one of them. Oh my God, I hate it so much. Oh my God, unfollow. And she did lose like 800 followers in a day, because I like to look at... If I follow you and you follow me, there's a big chance... I look at your social blade every now and again. I look at everyone's social blade and just like keep track of what everyone's doing in terms of growth.
So how's my stats?
Okay, I haven't looked at yours. I'm sorry. Wait, what account? Just the many account?
No, my personal. You follow me, no?
I follow you. I don't even know. You have like, not that there's anything wrong with that. You have like 200 followers, I think.
Hey, 400.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your account locked? I think it's private, right?
I don't know, actually.
You know, it's funny.
I have to check it out.
It's funny. I make like jokes on a lot of stories Fabian posts on his personal Instagram, and I feel like you don't realize they're stories. Like, for example, during Chinese New Year, which is like February-ish or January, I think it's like the start of February, like a few weeks back, you put like, Happy New Year, everyone. Obviously, I knew that that's what you were referring to because you lived there and all of that. And I just answered it, like, I just replied to that being like, oh my God, you're going to be shocked when you realize it's February. And then you just start to explain it to me. Did you not realize that was a joke?
I don't.
No, like, I do that with pretty much everything that you post, where I reply something stupid to it. It's always a joke. Like, I get it. I just think it's funny.
All right. I will keep that in mind next time. I will keep playing you then, okay?
I just get blocked next time. Next time, I'm just like replying to it. I just can't look at the. You can't. Did you know that you can't block people from just watching your story?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I think that's sick. Like I've had to use that in multiple occasions where I was gonna go somewhere. I was like, I really can't have this person see that now. Just block them from just seeing my stories.
That's great.
Yeah, right. I feel like that's cool. I also like on Instagram when you block someone, they can't search for you either. They can't find you anymore. On Twitter, if you block someone, you go to the profile, it just has like this huge font that says, this person has blocked.
Yeah, you see that all the time on Twitter. Like when someone's blocked, like, oh no, this person blocks me because it's like massive on the profile. Instagram, I didn't know. But maybe they protect or something, the users or something.
Yeah,
they don't
want
to showcase it.
Did you know, there was once this tool for Twitter that could check how many people have you blocked? And it said that there were like 60 people in the world that have me blocked. Why would you have me blocked?
I don't know. How many ex-girlfriends do you have?
Two.
I don't know. 58 left.
I think. No, the second one has me blocked on Twitter, I think. I have her blocked too, so I'm not entirely sure. She had me blocked. I'm not sure if she unblocked me. I don't really care too much, I suppose. The first one, I don't think ever blocked me. Even though, why are you looking at me like that? Like, you're like, how many ex-girlfriends do you have, Fabio? Actually, it's not a contest. I feel like more is worse, but.
How many Instagram followers do I have?
Oh my God. If you have 400 exes, that's a problem on you. Then there's something wrong with the way you do things, right?
That's what you say, yeah.
It's called data. if you are the common denominator in 400 fails, it's you.
Well, it says it's a fail.
Because there are X's.
Is that a fail?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so? Oh,
it's a learning experience.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Yeah, learning experience. I mean, falling down the stairs is also a learning experience. But it's if I don't look before crossing the street and I get hit by a car, that's a learning experience for me to look out next time. But it's definitely a mistake. Oh, my God. I'm so smart sometimes. Oh, do you ever say something and you're just like, dude, the way I said that, that analogy was so good?
No.
I just like how 90% is just me talking. And I'm like, am I right? And you just go, no.
I'm a very passive speaker. I'm trying to stay neutral and just kind of observe you and analyze you.
Oh, what have you analyzed thus far about me?
Like how I started the conversation. You're very energetic and talking a lot. So it's fine.
Did you know that when I met you, I thought you were a bit older than you are.
I'm old.
Same for... You're not old.
Okay, I'm not old.
I hate it when people call themselves old and they're
but
like...
I'm not Gen Z.
Under 60. Yeah, you're a millennial. I'm that's a millennial. Not... No! The secondary camera just died. Okay, well... You and I, we only differ like a few years. I mean, I look young as heck. Like, people think I'm 19. Do you think I'm 19?
I only look old because I didn't shave.
Oh, for the people that watched, by the way... Fabian looks so much like David Dobrik.
Oh, now I do more.
Everyone says, now you always like deny it. Everyone who meets you at some point, or they tell me, like after you leave, they're like, did you know he looks a bit like David Dobrik? See? Laugh track. Oh no! Like we only differed like a few years, but I thought, are you one of the people that get offended when someone estimates you older?
No, not really.
I thought you were like 33.
33?
33.
Why? I don't look 33.
Okay, so for starters, I am the worst at estimating age. Like, I cannot. If you show me a picture of anyone, I do not know that. I thought Erin was way older, too.
No, she's pretty young.
Yeah, she was Gen my Z. Age.
She's Gen Z.
That's weird to me. I was like, I thought you were like 33. I thought she was like 29.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, no, really. Like, and then at some point, you were like, I don't remember. I think I just asked you. I was like, how old are you? I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to, am I allowed to share?
Yeah, you can share.
You were like, yeah, I'm 20, I think you were 27 at the, I don't know when your birthday is, but I think.
I'm not 27, yeah.
So when I asked you were 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I'm 26. I'm like, what? What? Like.
But why do you expect me older?
You look older!
Oh, that's it.
Yeah!
That's
it. You have a beard!
You don't have facial hair growth?
No, barely. I have a neck beard if I grow it out. Would you like to see a picture of me with the biggest beard I've ever had?
Is it real?
It is real, yes. It is gonna change your life. You see, in 2007, I decided that I wanted to do...
In 2007?
So, I'm sorry.
You were like 10?
I was 10. 2017, I decided to do No Shave November.
Okay, so this is from 1 month.
Yes, this is 1 month, and it's the biggest beard I've ever had. And it might be the worst thing you've ever seen, but also I have this edit of me with a beard. I just scroll past that. Please take a look at that real quick.
No, that's fake.
Yeah, I said it's an edit. This is my stepfather's body with my face on it.
Oh, it's your face. I didn't even recognize
that's it. My face, yeah.
No, because the beard is too distracting.
Also, this is a picture of me in a mirror selfie without a shirt on that I sent to my first girlfriend. I'm showing you this to make you uncomfortable. Is it working?
Yes, I'm very uncomfortable. Why are you showing me this?
Did you see I had a six-pack?
No, it's just because you're young and skinny.
I had a six-pack, Fabian.
But it's like OnlyFans type of content.
I was wearing pants. This was my grandpa's funeral. This was me with YouTubers. Do you know Freddie Wong? This is me and Freddie Wong.
Who's Freddie Wong?
You don't know Freddie Wong? He's a very old school YouTuber. He did like special effects. Oh, also, this is a picture when I slapped my mom with a dead fish.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking for the one. Like, there's this one picture where I'm standing in a bus. And it's the worst picture of me ever. I lived in Amsterdam at the time. And my friend took this picture and he took it from below because my friend's way shorter than I. And I have a beard there because of No Shave November. And it is absolutely horrible. Okay, so this is a close-up of it. My one-month beard.
Oh, you have a similar facial hair growth as me. Like, it's not...
Oh,
it's
there like we go. This is from the side.
Yeah, it's like all over the place.
Yeah, but yours is on your chin and mine's on my neck.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a neck beard when I have it. So I can't find the one in the bus, which is sad because it's like the worst picture of me ever taken. And that's just so funny. But I... Yeah, I... facial hair doesn't look good on me.
I'm not gonna judge that.
Unless you're just gonna say, yeah, no, yeah, it does.
But you don't look older with facial hair, that's true.
No, I don't. No, I age very slowly. I come from a family who does that. Like, my mom was estimated like 30 when she was 40. I hope I have that too. I think that's sick.
Okay.
Do I look older or younger with my glasses than without my glasses? If I take them off, what do you think? Do I look older or younger?
You look the same for me.
No, you're wrong. I should look older or younger.
Put it back out again.
Okay.
Huh? You look older without.
I look older without them. I look younger with my glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I don't want to have glasses anymore, I've decided.
Then you're laser.
Yeah, I want to have them LASIK. I want to have LASIK at some point. Mm. But it's expensive and I have to wait a little bit. Like, if my vision changes, because I haven't had glasses for that long, like a few years yet. So I have to let it change a little bit. And then at some point I want to have it lasered, because, oh my God, is it annoying when it rains?
Or when you wear a mask.
Or when the only reason, like, oh my God, you hear that? Why do I hear the sound of that car like in my mind?
Because it came through the mic. Oh, you're wearing headphones.
Awesome. Wait, I'm gonna use one of the soundtracks now. Oh no, that's the wrong one. Oh no. Yeah, that's the one I was looking for.
Magic.
It is magic. It is magic. I love it so much. All right, I don't hate face masks, all right? As a matter of fact, I'm launching face masks. I don't mind them at all. I think that in some ways, they even look cool as an accessory. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, do they suck while wearing glasses. I can't see anything. That's the worst part. Did you know, if you wear glasses and a mask, and you eat a mint, and you exhale, the air goes behind your glasses into your eyes, and it like stings your eyes, because the mint breath just hurts the eyes.
I don't know that. I've never thought about that. But is it?
Yeah, it hurts a lot.
But can you see without glasses? Can you walk around?
Yeah, I just... You know, don't make me read any signs or something.
Oh, so why are you wearing glasses then during the day?
Because I can't see without them. I want to see perfect. I don't want to see, like without this. Like, I can see you, like, if I look over it. I cannot see the screen that well. Like, I see two figures and I see me waving my hand. But if you ask me how long we've been recording, I wouldn't know. Yeah, okay, there's nothing here that I can, like, particularly read or something. Oh, for example, I know that on one of those pictures is one of our creators, but I cannot for the life of me see who it is without.
Oh yeah, then it's pretty bad.
Yeah, like it's like the further it goes, the harder it is, obviously, because that's how that works. So it's not like I go to the store without them because I have to wear my mask, but I just basically read the instructions or like the packages like very up close, being like, oh, it's that. It's annoying. It's just annoying to have it. It's just annoying to have to put it on. If there's like a stain on it, you just keep, like, it's so gross right now. Like, I keep seeing like little particles of stuff in the air, and it's just annoying. I want to just be able to see. I want to be able to have the superpower of sight without having to, you know, we have a few minutes left. We have a few minutes left, Fabian. Please share the funnest Fabian fact with everyone that you're willing to share. Something deep and cool about yourself or me.
I should share a fact.
Yes, about yourself. Something where everyone's like, whoa, that Fabian guy, I'm going to follow that guy on Instagram.
They don't have to follow me. I don't post that in
person. I'm going to follow that guy on his company Instagram, Manny Creator.
Fun fact.
Yes. Something interesting about you that makes people say, oh my God.
Yeah, I have no idea. To be honest. You should say that, like... What's cool about me? Oh, I have no idea what's cool about
you. You look like David. No, just kidding.
Is that cool? Is that a compliment?
I just, oh, it's not. It's just more of a statement, really. No, I think what I like about you, if we're just complimenting, right? Insane work ethic. I also worry. I worry about this man because he works like a solid 16 hours a day, I think. Like, sometimes I'll ask a question at like 3 a.m. because I'm like, oh, I wonder this before I go to bed. And I'll have an answer in 5 minutes. I'm like, why are you not asleep?
Yeah, we work with creators. They work at night.
You should still sleep at some point in your life, okay?
It's funny because I get messages in the middle of the night, but I never get messages in the morning.
And that's when you sleep or something?
Yeah, that's when I sleep. So I start my day at like noon.
Fair enough. You sleep from
because
like 4
to noon? Because creators are not awake at like 8 in the morning.
I am. In the morning. No, wait. I have like a smart light that blasts me with light at 9 a.m. every morning, so I wake up.
But most of the time, we don't get messages at that time.
Oh, true. Yeah, not from me. I mean, I know most of the things. Do you want to share anything? Because we've got 1 minute and I want to round up this episode. Is that cool?
You keep hitting yourself.
I know.
It's annoying for the watchers and the listeners.
I'm not used to headphones. I'm used to AirPods. Anyway, thank you, Fabio, for being here. At Many Creators on Instagram. But also do tweet me on Twitter at Quentin Hyde or join the Discord and have us, just let me know what you think. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for being the second guest ever on the podcast and the first guest on the second season. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening and or watching. Leave a comment if you're on YouTube. Please do follow or add me to your list. And I would love to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.